Hello and happy Sunday. This is Venus. And yes, I did take a week off, but I hope you did your homework and watched Electric Purgatory about black rockers and the state that we're in. Because this week I am kind of going to make a counter argument. I completely agree with black rockers that it is incredibly hard in the business, and it's incredibly hard on the audience as well to just move forward with black rock. But the whole point is that it is all rock music, and it all came from black music. So I'm gonna start my jam session with well, it's a thesis, and it is by Mos Def. It's called Rock and Roll. If you guys remember it comes off the Black on Both Sides album. And what I'm gonna do is I completely agree that all of it is black music, but the argument that other bands don't have soul, I'm going to counter argue that with some other bands and big bands that you know. So let's just start Rock and Roll with Mos Def.
Make them wanna holler.
Alert the squad.
Rock roll.
Alert the squad.
Rock roll.
Whoa. Alert the squad.
Rock roll.
My grandmama was raised on a reservation. My great grandmama was from a plantation. They sang songs for inspiration. They sang songs for relaxation. They sang songs to take their minds up off that fucked up situation. I am, yes I am, the descendant of those folks whose backs got broke. Fell down inside the gun smoke.
Black people,
chains on their ankles and feet. I am descendants of the builders of your streets.
Black people,
pretenders to your cotton money. I am hip hop.
Heavy metal for the black people.
I am rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Rock and roll.
Been here forever. They just ain't let you know. I said Elvis Presley ain't got no soul. Chuck Berry is rock and roll. You may dig on the Rolling Stones, but they ain't come up with that style on their own. Elvis Presley ain't got no soul. Little Richard is rock and roll. You may dig on the Rolling Stones, but they ain't come up with that shit on their own. Yes, that's just the way it goes. Steal my clothes and try to say they yo.
Yes, they do.
Business is so filled with pimps and hoes. Trying to take everything that you made to control.
There they go.
Elvis Presley ain't got no soul. Bo Diddley is rock and roll.
Right.
You made it on the Rolling Stones. But they ain't the first place the credit belongs to. Oh, oh, gon' take it. Oh, we go back to
rock and roll.
Oh, gon' take it. Oh, we go back to rock and roll. I ain't trying to diss, but I don't be trying to fuck with Limp Bizkit. When I get down at my zone, I be rocking Bad Brains and Fishbone. I ain't trying to slow your groove, but that ain't the way I'm trying to move. I don't turn on corn and get it on. I be playing Jimi Hendrix till the dawn. That's my world is born. Sitting up on my front lawn. Got the volume turned to 10. Playing Albert King the rest of the day. When I'm on it in the cooker, got to turn on some Jolly Hooker. When I want some rock and roll, go to Otis Redding to give some soul. Say, James Brown got plenty of soul. James Brown likes rock and roll. He can do all the shit to show that Elvis Presley could never know. Say, Benny G ain't got no soul. John Coltrane is rock and roll. You may dig on the Rolling Stones, they can never ever rock like Nina Simone. Say, whoa, oh, gon' take it. Oh, we go back to rock and roll. Whoa,
gon' take it.
Oh, we go back to rock and roll.
Whoa, gon' take it.
Oh, we go back to rock and roll.
Ain't got no soul. To the end of this rock and roll. You ain't take no more.
Hi, Ma.
Well, that was just wonderful.
So the next song that I want to play is, it's actually by Tom Waits, who I feel like has major soul, and I would dare anyone to define what soul is in music, and I have an idea, but I would like other people's feedback to let me know what you think. Soul is defined as in music, and because it can't just be black, and I say that because there's a whole lot of really horrible rap music that has no soul. So, and it's a whole lot of black people who do music that don't have any soul. So I would argue that soul is not just a black thing. And I think that was something that came up in Electric Purgatory, was that only, it seems like only black bands bring soul to rock and roll. So I do argue that, and I'm going to play some Tom Waits. It's Big Black Mariah from Rain Dogs. So while you're thinking about the question of what is soul as it applies to music in general, but in terms of rock music, I'm going to play a song that I grew up with, and probably you did too, even if it's just sort of peripheral to your life, but it was definitely direct in my life. I'm going to play Sympathy for the Devil by the Rolling Stones, and I love this song, because it doesn't matter to me who you are, you can just jam to this song and you will feel it. I love this song. And I would have to say, most def, this song has soul. So, Sympathy for the Devil, the Rolling Stones. Oh, and one more thing that I would like to add is that the Rolling Stones actually paid their dues. And while black people totally forgot about their founding fathers, the Rolling Stones actually brought these people on tour. You can watch Cadillac Records for a total review of that because it's at the end. But they paid their dues, and I think they deserve to be considered true rock and roll.
Myself, I'm a man of wealth and taste.
washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you, hope you guessed my name. But what's puzzling you is the nature of my game. Stuck around St. Petersburg when I saw it was a time for a change. Killed the Tsar and his ministers, Anastasia screamed in vain. I rode a tank, held a generous rank when the blitzkrieg raged and the bodies stank. Pleased to meet you, hope you guess my name. Oh yeah, I was puzzling you.
So next is one of my favorite songs, and it's a live version, of course, and it's also one of my favorite bands, and it's another argument. You can't tell me that the Doors don't have soul. I'm sorry, you can't. They play so much blues music, and they don't ever front. They know they play blues music, and Jim Morrison is amazing on the guitar, and just tell me they don't, and explain to me why they wouldn't have soul, because I can tell you that just listening to this blues riff is one of like the most popular of all time. It's up there with the incredible bongo band from Apache, the song Apache, because that song's been sampled a billion times in hip-hop. This is kind of the same thing. This one just sort of riff from the blues is it kills in rock music. So song is Roadhouse Blues by The Doors.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Los Angeles, California, The Doors! Keep your eyes on the road, you hand upon the wheel. I'll keep your eyes on the road, you hand upon the wheel. Come to the road, that's gonna have a real good time. Yeah. City.
Listen, man. I don't know how many of you people believe in astrology. Yeah, that's right. That's right, baby. I am a Sagittarius. The most philosophical of all the signs. But anyway, I don't believe in it. I think it's a bunch of bullshit myself. But I tell you this, man. I don't know what's gonna happen, man. But I wanna have my kicks before the whole shithouse goes up in flames. All right. All right.
So lastly, I'd like to talk about who is and who isn't rock music and why. And I thought that that was an interesting conversation that was had in Electric Purgatory. And it's artists that come out who sort of, who are rock music, but distance themselves from the title because they're black. And I think that's really frustrating to true black rockers. And I think it's also frustrating to rock music in general, because it's like you want to be able to claim someone, but they're so like distancing themselves that they don't. You know what I mean? So I look at things like Cypress Hill is always considered hip hop, but yo, they are straight rock music. And this is another one. I went to Saul Williams' show, and he is a rocker. Yes, he's a poet. Yes, he loves hip hop, but this man is a rocker. He had a blue feather mohawk, and he rocks out. And so I'm gonna play "List of Demands" Reparations from the Saul Williams album, just to prove the point. It's things like people talk about Prince, and Prince is a rocker, but everyone considers him R&B. Well, okay, yes, R&B and rock did start at the same time, came from the same roots, but, you know, overall, looking at Prince's discography, he's a rocker. You know, Purple Rain was a rock song, and 1999, and so, you feel me. There are plenty of artists out there who are rock music, who are black, and just aren't exactly claiming it for whatever reason, which I think is sad. I don't think that anyone really needs to have one title, but at least acknowledge, you know? And so, let's just get to the song, "List of Demands," Saul Williams, total rock song. Go see him if you ever get a chance. He's amazing live.
Suffering, echinacea buffering. We aim to remember what we choose to forget. God's just a baby, and her diaper is wet.
Call the police, I'm strapped to the teeth, and liable to disregard your every belief. Call on the law, I'm fixing the draw. Allow me to what isn't seen to call up a brawl. Call on them now, cause it's about to go pow. I'm standing on a threshold of the ups and the downs. Call up the truth, because I'm about to break. We're taking that cause I'm breaking out of my noose.
I got a list of demands written on the palm of my hands. I'm on my this and you got no right stand. We live in hands.
So sadly, I only have less than 30 minutes to like prove my point, and I could go on and on and on and on and on for hours because I have a ton of music that would prove my point about soul music, and plus I've just been on a lot of soul music, and I'm not going to lie, it's like Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, and actually I've been finding a lot of Afrobeat influence, which a lot of people don't really talk about. I think that Afrobeat actually has a really, really strong influence. I'll get to that at some point because I've been on it for the past like 2 weeks, and that's what I kind of spent the last 2 weeks doing, is just really, really listening to music, looking for sounds and where they come from. And so we're going to move forward with that. Anyway, if you have any questions, holler at me, bayareavenus@gmail.com and or on MySpace. And until next week, this is Venus, keeping music free and available, and I'm off.